HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
97. Youngest looking black woman. You need to know the visual of this before you hear the ad, because the ad's getting a lot of attention. She's in Baltimore, Maryland. She's running for Congress in Maryland, and she's walking the streets of Baltimore, and streets that look just like a bombed out city, practically.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of inner city urban areas, just pretty bad shape.
Well, what do you think? People can watch this at ArmstrongandGetty.com. I think it's under hot links, but. She's a very attractive woman. What do you figure she is? Early 30s? She's good running, just right there, running for Congress for the first time.
Yeah, I was going to guess mid-30s. But
yeah, yeah. Of course, everybody looks young to you because you're so old.
She was born in 82, making her about 38.
There you go.
You win.
So, this is a little long, but I thought
she's 40? What's her workout regimen? It's good.
Well, what's yours?
Well, you're looking at it right now.
Feel your soul being crushed yet?
Yeah. You're looking at it right now.
Just appear to be sitting.
I'm kind of jiggling my leg. That's got to be burning some calories, right?
Oh, boy. But so this is a little bit long, but I think it's pretty good.
KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. Good morning. This is Sue McClain, your news director here at KCNR on this Wednesday, August 19th, with a fire update. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a statewide emergency to deploy resources to combat fires burning throughout the state. The Vacaville area fire is part of the LNU Lightning Complex of Fires, a series of wildfires forcing evacuations that have burned more than 32,000 acres in the northern Bay Area counties of Napa, Sonoma, and Solano County. So if you're traveling in that direction, once again, beware, check, and make sure those roads are open if you're traveling. You might want to check out the CHP website. Two fires off of Canyon Road were held at about 1 acre, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The fires were fully contained, and firefighting efforts continue on the Red Salmon Complex burning in Trinity County. A fire off Highway 162 and County Road 302 west of Willows in Glenn County burned 250 acres and is 90% contained. The River Fire in Monterey has grown to 10,672 acres, is 7% contained, and the Carmel Fire burned 1,200 acres, zero containment at this time. The Butte Lightning Fire burned 1,500 acres, is 10% contained, and the Potter's Fire in Butte County burned 930 acres and is now 20% contained, while the Copper Fire near Greenville was reported yesterday afternoon and immediately led to mandatory evacuations of nearby homes. By 10 p.m. last night, the Copper Fire was 90% contained at 20 acres. The Plumas National Forest had been tracking the Claremont Fire in Quincy and the North Complex, known as the Sheep Fire in Indian Valley. The Loyalton Fire made national headlines with a fire tornado, and some evacuations remain in place. The Loyalton Fire is burning north and east adjacent to the areas of Beckworth Pass and Hallelujah Junction. The fire is now at 46,386 acres and is 35% contained. Now, recommendation, you might want to consider putting together a go bag, okay? This you can take out immediately if you are forced to evacuate for whatever reason. You're going to need water, a change of clothing. Make sure you have all of your important paperwork, including your insurance papers, social security numbers, your mortgage papers, your driver's license and ID. Make sure your phone is charged along with your computer laptop just in case of an emergency. And make sure you contact your loved ones as well and let them know. It's always good to pass on that information. Thanks for joining us. Once again, back to the program in progress on KCNR 96.5 FM, online and AM 1460 with Armstrong and Getty.
Black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And black people don't have to vote Democrat.
So that growing message that comes from her and Kanye and some others, it'll be interesting to see where that goes over time. And it's one of the tragic things about identity politics. I mean, to me, on its face, identity politics are horrible at every level. But one of the problems is, you know, once you start feeling like you got to vote as a group or whatever, neither party's going to care about you if they can count on your vote as a group.
Right.
One of the best things about being a white male is that, actually, I heard Jonah Goldberg talking about this on his podcast, how he never in his life has said, well, as a white person, I think, whereas, you know, for a lot of other groups are expected to either think that way or do think that way.
Or get called out rather brutally for running in the other direction.
I would never say as a white person, I think, because I know there's plenty of white people who don't agree at all with what I think.
All right.
On what it is. I might say as a dad, and it doesn't mean anything to my identity. I don't think about it ever. I would never say as a white person, I think, because I don't feel about it, like, fit it in with my identity. Uh-huh. And the same way that I would say as a dad, I think, or as a guy who lives in a rural area, I think, or as a guy who went to college, I think, or as a guy who pays taxes, I think, or any of these other things that are, you know, that are something that I fit in with. I don't feel like that with white person. So to do that with other races and genders just seems like a terrible idea on so many levels.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you need to listen to the podcast of hour two of the show. We talked a long time about an absolutely brilliant piece describing how the neo-Marxists, the anti-fascists, they call themselves, or the anti-racists, or the woke, or whatever, is actually neo-Marxism. And you have to have people in there. You have to have the classes constantly thinking of themselves as being in their class, because you're trying to mobilize them by class. And get your revolution going. And if you have a situation where, for instance, white people and black people are like, yeah, we have differences, and sometimes, you know, I accidentally offend them or they misunderstand me, but we're working it out and we're good. You can't get your revolution going. You have to stoke that hatred. It's incredibly important. So that's why the so-called civil rights leaders of today, who are not civil rights leaders, they're Marxists, are completely rejecting the whole idea of a colorblind society or Martin Luther King's philosophy. They can't get the revolution going unless you hate each other.
I mean, Joe Biden and other politicians have gotten beaten up for, you know, slipping at various times and saying something that's clearly true, that they can count on the black vote. But right. It's just been true forever. You could count on 9 out of 10 black votes are going to go for the Democratic candidate. And if you can count on that, why do you spend a moment thinking what you have to do for that vote? Well, you don't.
Right. Right.
That's the downside of voting as a block.
Right. It reminds me of certain union shops where the people can't get fired. Or even more notably, government employees who can't get fired. They don't have to work for your vote. They're going to get your vote no matter what they do. So how hard do they work for? Not at all. It seems so obvious. But I tell you what, I'm a fan of communication. I'm a fan of skillful messaging. And the Democratic Party has done a brilliant job of enticing and or terrifying black America into voting Democrat for now, well, in the case of Baltimore, she said 51 years or 53 years, whatever it's been.
I would love to hear, her debate Michelle Obama over that topic, since Michelle Obama had stated something somewhat opposite the other night about the real danger to black people being police in their neighborhoods and that sort of thing.
Oh, my God, that was inexcusable.
But anyway, convention's going on tonight. Well, okay, what does that even mean? We talked about that earlier.
The Zoom conferences, the Zoom call is going on tonight?
The ratings are...
There was a Zoom call last night.
The ratings are way down, and some people on the right were taking glee in that or, you know, showing that means the Democratic Party doesn't, nobody has any interest or whatever. I don't think it's any of those things. I think it's a YouTube phenomenon.
Well, right.
Well, the conventions don't have any point.
No, it's been stupid for decades.
So if you stop watching, I'm not sure that means anything other than you caught on to the fact that they're pointless.
But now it's a thing to watch chunks of on YouTube, as you say, or stream for a little bit or whatever. It's not a TV show anymore.
Why would I tune in to watch the people in the order they're presented to me with commercial breaks? Who would do that?
I don't know. I heard about a couple of gals, I think they were in North Carolina, having a viewing party, a socially distanced viewing party. Yikes. Woo! Man, are you starved for entertainment? Can I buy some of your time? I need it.
But so the conventions themselves are run by people that are so incredibly out of touch, I guess, and that's true for both of them, because they still have these themes. Did you know the theme Monday night was We the People? Did you know the theme last night was Leadership Matters?
Now I do.
And do you know that the theme tonight is A More Perfect Union? That means nothing to nobody. I'd love to have been in the meeting with the various people making a salary on coming up with what the theme was.
Are these the people who are in charge of, and we're doing an under-the-sea theme for this year's prom? Is this the jobs they get in the real
when
world?
When they get grown up, yeah. Yeah.
Then they grow up and give themes to things like
it's
this.
It's going to be an enchanted evening at this year's Sadie Hawkins dance.
Right, so your prom would have been no different if the theme had been, our theme was Stairway to Heaven, than if it had been Under the Sea or
that's
whatever.
A rocking theme.
Our theme was, I'm not going.
Yeah.
On a purely practical level, though, I think I can explain it. The conventions, which used to be significant, you know, for decades now have been totally insignificant, but the parties have realized we can get an enormous amount of coverage, a.k.a. free advertising, if we continue to put on this anachronistic dog and pony show. And now that you can't get together because of the Chinese bat fever, it's even stupider than ever. But they haven't figured out how do we get enormous free political advertising out of the networks and websites and all unless we do the dog and pony show. So they do it.
Rahm Emanuel saying the other day on ABC This Week that we've been trying to kill these things for years and maybe this will finally do it. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
That he actually said that out loud.
Yeah.
He's been involved in those at very high levels. And he says they've been trying to kill these things. They're dumb. Anyway, these are the people that will put out videos at some point tonight, and you can check them out or not. Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton.
It's so rare you get a chance to hear Nancy Pelosi talking.
Right. I have some interest in the angle Hillary will take. Not enough interest to actually listen to it. Trust me, I won't. I'll take in the echo chamber. I'll see some clips on Twitter if she says anything exciting. I'm not going to watch. Then Elizabeth Warren. Some people I don't know. Then Kamala Harris. This is a big deal for her, I guess. And then Barack Obama's going to speak or put out a video.
He was president for a couple of terms, right? Yeah. Big name, Barack Obama. Okay.
Obama!
I'm trying to fake a little excitement. Hearing these people speak. Oh, goody. It's like somebody runs up to my wife breathlessly and says, Joe's going to say something. Joe's going to make a statement. She's thinking, oh, good. Great. Because I can't get that. Hillary Clinton's going to speak? Oh.
Feel your soul being crushed yet?
Yes, I do, and it hurts.
Armstrong and Getty. When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready for retirement?
You don't have to cross your fingers and toes hoping for growth in this unpredictable stock market. There is a more conservative way, and that's to invest for income without all the stock market risk.
Call the Retirement Income Store at 866-935-9807 for a free, no-obligation conversation with one of our income specialists.
The Retirement Income Store.
Where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, this story is not for the kids. Romanian billionaire poisoned by call girl at a sex club featuring virgin ponies.
That's an escalating headline.
Yeah, wow. Wow, that one, wait for it.
On Mars. It feels like it needs another phrase.
Virgin ponies, strong band name, just saying.
Yeah, that's good. Romanian billionaire tied to the $65 million heist of art by Picasso, Monet, and Matisse. I remember that a few years back.
Yes.
So
he's been tied to it.
He bought the, well, he hired some, or, you know, they fenced it and he ended up with it.
Yeah.
Where do you think that stuff goes? When somebody steals super expensive art, it almost, it certainly ends up in the hands of super rich criminals.
You got Russian / Eastern European oligarchs, Chinese oligarchs, and Arab sheikhs.
Yeah.
That's where it all goes.
That's where it all goes. Yeah. Sure.
I do enjoy a daring heist movie, though. Jewel thief.
On the night that Romanian billionaire Constantin Dinescu was fatally poisoned, investigators say he'd been in the company of his two favorite Ukrainian lovers at a sex club that featured, among other things, virgin ponies.
Well, he died as he lived.
This guy
died doing what he loved, Sean.
How old was he? 69.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
He was known as the Baron of Luxury for his collections of sports cars, including a personalized Lamborghini, expensive art.
That is not what I am known as.
I got to be a Baron of something. Leisure? I don't know. I got to find something to be a Baron of.
The Duke of Disaster.
His home was a... said to be set up like a museum with secret rooms for art with questionable provenance and grand halls for the art he bought legitimately. So, you know, he was proud of his stolen
art. All right, I get it. He had like a porn stash, except it was Matisse.
And the call girl that poisoned him has disappeared. So somebody may have paid her to, who knows what went on there. He reportedly hired two or more high-priced call girls at a time, frequented a number of sex clubs, and held orgies at his home.
Well, if you're a billionaire, you're not going to hire crack hoes. I mean, you're going to... Nothing but the best for the Duke of Luxury.
Do you think it's like the deal at the airport where it's, you know, like $8 for a single and then like $8.50 for a double?
Yeah, that's how they get you to drink the big beer, as if I need a reason. What is it, the Baron of Luxury?
Yeah, I wish there was more about the virgin ponies, though. What does that mean?
Well, Jack, when two ponies love each other very much, and they want baby ponies...
But they want to wait till they find the right pony.
Right.
No,
virgin pony... What?
I don't know. I'm always amazed by these guys because I dabbled in pleasure-seeking. Well, for normal people, I think I did a pretty good job of trying. But compared to...
Congratulations.
Compared to people
well
like...
Well done.
Compared to people like that, you know, I was barely trying at all, but...
Never got to the routinely hiring a couple of call girls for sex orgies at your place nights?
No, or even close.
You want to see my Renoir?
But I found it incredibly unfulfilling fairly quickly. I don't know how these people live to be old and just continue to get nicer cars and fancier this or that. And it must still give them some pleasure if they keep... I got a nice car. I get it. This just... another one would just be... It'd be the same thing. Okay, yeah. I've been to this place. I've been to this kind of hotel. I've done this. I've done that. Whatever. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, it just... It didn't satisfy me, but it must satisfy these people. I guess it does.
Well, briefly. Yeah, it amuses them for a while.
But they don't then say, well, ultimately... I'm not getting my pleasure through this. I must come up with something else.
No.
They figure a nicer car, a hotter chick, a whatever.
I think a lot of the pleasure that these types gain from it is from walking normals through their art museum gallery house.
And having them kind of like envy their life.
Well,
that's pretty weak, too.
You have to keep up in the ante. It's like being a drug addict.
That's incredibly weak also.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at relaxiamood.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got eight people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere, and it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Marith Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi,
This is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Watching the so-called convention, and it's not a political stand or anything like that. I just don't think there's anything of any interest to me happening there.
It's a Zoom conference.
I'm not going to watch next week either.
People who jabber every day are having a Zoom conference. What do I care?
I'll watch Biden on Thursday because I want to hear what he has to say, and I want to see how well he says it. And I'll probably watch Trump next week. That's about the extent of it.
I'm interested in Obama's speech particularly, too, just because I'm a fan of his, so I want to see how he navigates these waters.
Yeah, I have a feeling whatever he says, if it's extraordinary, will reach me through Twitter, and that's where I'll pick it up.
Speaking of Obama, his old lady, Michelle, is a cult-like figure in America. She's worshipped in many quarters.
Incredibly high approval ratings.
I don't quite get it. She seems like a loving mom. She's obviously very bright. She's mostly a dignified person. She's fine, but the worshipfulness is weird to me. But she spoke last night at the Democratic Zoom conference, and her speech was lavishly praised. It doesn't begin to describe the combination. They're like a horned-up lapdog, the media. They just went crazy over it. And some of it was fine. I mean, from a Democrat's point of view, it was good. It was solid. But she said at least one thing that was horrific, inexcusable, and nobody even brought it up. Not surprisingly, Tucker Carlson noticed it, and he talked about it. But we'll play the clip, then some of the stuff Tucker said about it.
And here at home, as George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and a never-ending list of innocent people of color continue to be murdered, stating the simple fact that a Black life matters is still met with derision from the nation's highest office.
Now, we don't want to be too harsh about this. We're not lawyers, but we understand the constitutional limits of the First Amendment in this country is now defined. No shouting fire in a crowded theater, no criticizing Michelle Obama. We know that. So we're going to say this as gently as possible, meaning absolutely no disrespect and, of course, being certain to pronounce everyone's name correctly. But what you just heard was a total and complete crock. A never-ending list of innocent people of color continue to be murdered? That's what Michelle Obama told us. Well, no. So far this year, there have been a total of 8 unarmed Black men killed by police in this country. Not a never-ending list. 8. Last year, there was a total of 14. So what Michelle Obama just told you is a total lie, a calculated lie, a lie designed to make America more fearful, more angry, more divided, and thereby help her candidate win. That's what Michelle Obama just did. But pretty much no one pointed out last night they were too afraid to. Because as Michelle Obama made very clear, if you disagree with what she says, you are a bigot.
Did she use the word murdered?
Yes. never-ending list.
Because that list of eight, that's not even murders. Those aren't murders, are they? Were all those?
Well, eight were unarmed black men, in several cases, the unarmed black man was trying to get the cop's gun.
But not all those cases of that short list were police charged with or convicted of murder.
Oh, nor should be, no. No, and some they should be. And they're absolute affronts against civil rights, and everyone black, brown, yellow, and purple, and everything in between should be against it as an American.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about the podcast Sam Harris did a couple months ago. Man, it's worth seeking out. He goes a deep dive on the stats of all this. It's a pretty small number of times that police likely are murdering someone.
Right. Well, and to the extent that there's a never-ending list of murders of black people, there absolutely is. And it's in Democratic-run cities, and it's often by other black people, and it's a terrible scourge.
That is a never-ending
list.
And
I am concerned about it, absolutely. The other, the thing that Tucker made a reference to at the end, and I don't think we have it, but what Michelle Obama said immediately after that was that, now there are some people who don't want to hear my message. Because I'm a black woman. And she did precisely what Tucker accused her of, saying, if you disagree with her, it's because you're a bigot. It was a horrific speech. It was blatantly inaccurate, wildly irresponsible, and grotesquely unfair.
Lay off my wife.
Well, I tell you what. I will not be cowed into silence, and it may well cost me my career, but And I don't know exactly what her angle is. I doubt she's an avowed Marxist. I think she is part of the liberal America. And listen to hour number two of the podcast today from today's show, if you didn't catch it. She's one of those useful liberals who is being convinced by the Marxists that their complaint is legit and she should be on their side. But they push and they push and they push, and there will be no healing. There will just be division until the revolution comes. That's what they're trying to do. But that was horrible what she said. There are some who don't want to hear my message because I'm a black woman. I'm not allowed to respectfully disagree?
Yeah, well, it's Jason Whitlock, who was also on Tucker Carlson last night. He's a black journalist who has been saying that sports stars, the media, Michelle Obama there, are promulgating, spreading, a narrative in which Floyd was an innocent victim of racist police officers, and it's just not true. According to a fair number of people on the left who are trying to look at this fairly when they watch the whole video. Now, he was murdered at the end by a guy. There's no doubt about that, and it's horrifying to watch and all that. But to know that he was the target of a racist intent, we don't know that. Boy, but
well, he was having a manic episode because of drugs, and he was having a huge panic attack. And the cops actually discussed it when you see the whole thing. I can't remember the name of the syndrome, but there's a syndrome, and people die from it, just that. They can die in the back of a police car. So the guy kneeling on him absolutely did not help his health whatsoever, but if he gets convicted of much, it won't be too much.
Now, Kamala Harris, who's speaking tonight...
But there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that it was racial.
But remember on the anniversary of Michael Brown getting shot by police, it was Kamala Harris who tweeted out about, you know, that... I think she called that a murder.
She and Elizabeth Warren both did. Yeah,
and I wonder if she brings that up in her speech tonight.
When it was unquestionably not a murder, according to, of all people, Barack Obama and Eric Holder.
Right. Well, that's interesting. God dang it.
Dividing us by race is a raw grab for power. It's an undisguised, well, it is disguised, come to think of it. That's a poor choice of words. That is an undisguised man in that disguise. It is a carefully disguised but absolutely blatant power grab maneuver. It's straight out of Marxism. If the proletariat, the working class, says, you know, actually the business people are pretty nice to me, and a lot of them are really nice, and I'm getting a promotion, and I might start my own business. If you have the proletariat saying that, you'll never get a Marxist revolution going. Likewise, the racial thing. If you have black people and white people saying, well, we disagree sometimes and there are misunderstandings and I know there are racists, but overall, I think those are nice people. You'll never get your revolution going. So they can't have racial reconciliation. They don't want it. That's not what they that's not what's happening in Portland. It's not a demonstration for racial equity. It's Marxists trying to start a revolution. And some of you think I sound nuts right now. In 5 years, I guarantee you, you'll think of this segment and think, you know, he wasn't that out there, come to think of it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is a jarring transition, I realize. But the story I did earlier about the Romanian billionaire known as the Baron of Luxury.
Yeah, and the Virgin Ponies.
Does anybody have any idea what that is? I was just going to throw that out
there. The Virgin Ponies?
Yeah, well, I know what a Virgin Pony is, but as a feature of a sex club.
No, I can't imagine.
What's the appeal of advertising we have Virgin Ponies?
As opposed to like a old soiled slut of a pony?
Well, is it for the kids to ride while you're at the orgy? Or what are, right. what are the ponies for?
Is this the sex club daycare thing?
I'm completely befuddled.
Anybody knows.
I'm hoping they're just a decoration of sort.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Or it's a mistranslation from the Romanian.
I'm just going to Google orgies and do an image search and see if I come up with any
and,
answers.
And ponies.
Oh, jeez. No, I'm not going to do that.
Eh, it's on a work computer. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael, do you have anything to say on this topic?
No, I don't, actually.
I thought you might throw in a little nay means nay.
Oh, jeez. Always the horse joke. But if anybody knows what that means.
That was a jarring transition.
Yeah, it was. We'll try to finish strong. Stay tuned for that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
Is your retirement going as planned?
You don't have to cross your fingers and toes hoping for growth in this unpredictable stock market.
Start by claiming your free retirement income kit. Plus, you'll get a complimentary no-obligation conversation with an income specialist in your area. Call 866-915-5049 today.
The Retirement Income Store, where retirees go for income.
Online at theretirementincomestore.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
Jefferson State of Mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Maybe you've heard the headline that the last 100 days were the best 100 days in the history of the stock market. I ran across this piece by Ethan Wolf. Ethan Wolf Man is his name. You got to change your name, don't you?
What? Why?
It's hyphenated. Wolf, W-O-L-F-F-Man, M-A-N-N.
His name is Wolfman.
I will legally change my name to Wolfman. Why would you ever remove that if that's what you actually are?
You remember Wolfman Pizza in Charlotte?
Absolutely.
Founded by Barry Wolfman.
It was?
Yeah.
Should that person have changed their name too, Joe?
Yeah.
You're right. I was wrong. But this, normally Yahoo is so far left, it will tumble over. But the finance article is pretty good. Stock market just retaught investors a crucial lesson. And they talk about the insanity of the time and the global pandemic and the rest of the thing. But those who stayed on sidelines missed the best 100 days ever.
Oh.
Up until recently, the best 100-day run was 45.9% increase beginning in July of 2009 after the financial crisis, blah, blah, blah. The fact that the best 100 days of all time came amid one of the worst years for the economy in recent history underscores the key lesson advisors have continuously harped on. You, a regular person, are probably very bad at timing the market. And then they mention a bunch of statistics that prove the point. But the and this is actually, Donald Trump doesn't want to hear this, but the stock market is not the economy, and the economy is not the stock market. They're relatives, all right? They know each other. They meet on a fairly regular basis, and if one's happy, often the other one's happy, but not all the time. So claiming, things are great, the market is up, is pretty ridiculous.
There's a lot of people in this country having the toughest economic times they've had in their lives.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Lot. Millions and millions and millions.
Yes.
While we set records every single day.
Yeah, and frankly, I think the president is tone deaf in saying what he's
right.
saying about the market,
right.
honestly. And I just
It's because he's been a rich guy hanging around other rich guys his whole life where the market affects your net worth on a daily basis.
Yeah, the only person who can get Donald Trump, turn Donald Trump into a one-term president is Donald Trump. I believe that firmly. There's no way in hell Joe Biden can beat him. Not even close if Trump is disciplined and sticks to his good side. But anyway, we've been watching the last 4 years, all of us. There's no need to finish that thought. They make an excellent point. Nobody would think, well, I tell you what, I'll bet the stock market is about to skyrocket. Well, one of the reasons is there's nowhere else to put your money. What are you going to invest in?
You used to be able to get money from just having it in the savings account, but that doesn't really happen
anymore. Or buying bonds or money markets or a dozen different financial instruments or going with the emerging markets funds or something like that. No, the United States stock market is where all of the world's money is right now. And I'm slightly concerned that the next year or so could be a rocky ride.
Well, if you knew back in March it was going to go up 50%, you'd probably sell your kidneys and your car and walk to work to invest in the stock market.
Yeah.
It would have been such a good idea. But, you know, even if you did know, for an awful lot of people, I mean, do you remember what that looked like back then? Unless you got a ton of extra money, you're thinking, I'm going to lose my job probably too in the next couple of months.
Right.
Or all my customers lost their jobs. Even if I get to keep this place open, I got nobody coming in to buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, there were all kinds of reasons why you couldn't jump into the stock market, even if you knew it was going to go up.
Right. Or as you've pointed out, even if you open and you have customers, you can't get any inventory.
I've been to a couple of different stores like that. They got nothing to sell.
Yeah.
How sucky is that?
I'm astounded that both the Republicans and the Democrats, well, I'm not astounded, but I am mildly surprised. They both went home. They recessed to Congress without coming to a deal. Nancy ordered her troops back to deal with the freaking phony post office thing. But not the financial, bailout.
Interrupt your thing. Vacation or back to school plans or meeting with local constituents or whatever to come back for the post office flap, not
right.
for the biggest health financial crisis of
right.
the last 100 years.
But the point I was working toward was that the economy and the market, frankly, are only not dead because of a mind-blowing amount of money pumped in by the federal government.
Mm.
Borrowed and pumped in or printed, which is in the long run borrowing anyway. I've got to believe they're going to get their act together, but it's, as I started to say, I'm not astounded, but I am mildly surprised that even an issue this critical to this many Americans, they preferred having the issue so they can fight about it in the election rather than solving the issue. I didn't think they could be that craven and heedless of the pain Americans are feeling. But in about a month, it'll be like violence in the streets. And I don't mean in the crazy-ass blue city streets. I mean in normal towns. You're going to have terrible foreclosures and evictions and unemployment, mind-boggling levels. Yet they prefer to have the issue to fight about it than solve it.
And now... Final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty. Engage.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up. You press the buttons in the control room. Michael, your final thought.
Yes, for people living in California and for Jack as well. Set your thermostat to 87 degrees. Unplug your refrigerator from 3 to 5 and use natural sunlight. Help your neighbors keep the electricity on.
Quit expecting so much. Quit expecting electricity.
Positive Sean, our producer, has a final thought. Sean?
Yeah, I really have a breakfast burrito problem. I need to figure out some sort of subscription service, because just paying full retail every day for when I get the cravings for the breakfast burrito, that's not sound financial planning strategy.
Who would poll higher?
Not even a random, but said, we will, with this vote, we will select a random American, so you don't even get to know who it is beforehand.
I think they would do, since it's mostly about being against Trump that people are voting, I think that person would do as well, maybe even better than Biden.
It's the classic empty vessel. My final thought is that Arab men went off on caravans for months or to war, left their wives and daughters with the field hands. But because those field hands were eunuchs, they had no fear of things going sideways when they were gone.
What about trust?
Better to remove their balls, then you don't have to worry about trust.
I'm not going to sex up your wife. You don't have to cut my testicles off.
You might.
I just promise.
She's lonely. You're lonely. She's kind of hot. Everything you need to know about eunuchs.
So my wife drove 14 hours the other day, taking our son to a doctor's appointment, saw one Biden bumper sticker.
Wow.
70-some days before a presidential election. And there's a decent chance, better than decent chance, he's going to win. One Biden bumper sticker in 14 hours of driving on very, you know, heavily trafficked roads.
Did she see any eunuchs?
Isn't that something?
How many magazine advertisements?
You don't think it's a measure of anything? Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have that fabulous Maryland GOP candidate ad, young black woman, the Portland mob beating video. It's terrible. The article of the day, The Challenge of Marxism, brilliant. Long and a little difficult. Or you can just listen to the podcast of hour two of the show today.
I'll count today. I'll bet I see more Bernie bumper stickers than Biden bumper stickers.
Guaranteed.
Today. See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words,
"It's over for me."
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Feel your soul being crushed yet?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.